Mid-Essex National finalists head the news roundup. Here are snippets of those news items you would otherwise have missed this edition. Mid-Essex company Ellison Solicitors is celebrating reaching the finals of the UK's Best Workplaces List 2024 in two categories. The firm has been recognised in the large category for exceptional workplace culture and practices, and in the category well-being for its commitment to employee welfare. The company is also celebrating its 260th anniversary this year, while the firm continues to expand in the east of England. A new warehouse and car park can be built at the site of drainage products firm Wade International on Bluebridge Industrial Estate, Halstead. Planning councillors agreed existing car park spaces at the manufacturer will be cut from 88 to 76 to make space for the new building. However, a new 17-space car park is planned elsewhere on the company's site. Permission for two illuminated signs at the entrance of the Burnham Waters development in Burnham-on-Crouch have been refused by Maldon District Council. Councillors said the proposed advertisements, by reason of their illumination, would result in the advertisements being out of keeping with the existing rural character of the area and would therefore be harmful to the amenity of the countryside location. Plans for 9 homes in Tiptree are being opposed by the Parish Council over concerns for wildlife on the site and lack of affordable properties in the application. The site at Highlands in Kelvedon Road has existing consent in place for a burial ground. Colchester City Council will make the final planning decision. Around 350 job seekers attended the latest jobs fair organised by Braintree Council and the Government's Department of Work and Pensions. During the event at Whittam's Public Hall, there were over 30 exhibitors made up of businesses and training providers from Essex, such as Essex Police, the East of England Ambulance Service, Stansted Airport and Catapult Cell and Gene Therapy. Essex bus operator Headingham and Chambers has pledged to aim for half its drivers being women over the next decade. At the moment, the company says 17% of its workforce are women, against an objective to reach 20% by next year. Attempts to obtain planning permission for 9 four-bedroomed homes on land off the Mall in London Road, Braintree, have been refused. Councillors believe the scheme failed to show development of this size could adequately be accommodated on the site and comply with design standards. Pet owners from Earlscone took their animals to get up close and personal with residents of Colne House Cairn Home. Throughout a special day, the canines were treated to plenty of petting and each received a rosette for attending. Darren Hode is celebrating being the champion member of Whittam Slimming World, having lost 3 stones in a year. The 49-year-old is currently on 15 stone 9 pounds and still reducing. Converting the lounge of Boar's Tie residential home Silver End into a bar helped staff and residents celebrate St Patrick's Day. Families joined in an afternoon of Irish music, dancing and Guinness. It's an anxious wait to hear the fate of their jobs for staff at the Ted Baker store on Braintree Village, formerly Freeport. The parent company filed a motion to appoint administrators to the ailing high street retailer due to debts. More than 5,000 comments were received from around 1,700 respondents made during Uttlesford District Council's draft local plan consultation have been published. They can be accessed online on the consultation portal at www.uttlesford.com. www.edgewoodveterinary.gov.uk/new-local-plan. Edgewood Veterinary Group has moved to a new base in Althorne, offering routine consultations and health checks, as well as surgical procedures, x-rays and dental treatment. The practice's former premises in Burnham is continuing to open 3 afternoons a week for pet surgeries. Fingers crossed for second time lucky, as Amanda Howell has opened retro clothing store Vintage Souls in Weavers Court, Halstead. She closed her first attempt on Head Street in December due to lack of footfall. The business also offers upcycling, recycling, repairs and alteration services, and sewing lessons.